Damage control and controlling the damages. First things first, this architect has got to stop Bill bullying us, Vicky fumed. Bill bullying? Arya cracked up. What do you mean, Vicky? She's going to tell us what it all costs like it does. At least she's forewarning us, so we know what to expect. Would you rather have her tell us after it's all done? Give us one heart attack of a Bill at the end? That won't be bullying. It'll be a goddamn bulldozer. I would rather she look at more reasonable vendors for all the renovation and reconstruction material we need to source. She's looking at some fitting and furnishing and paneling and metalwork houses that are grossly overpriced, putting the squeeze on us. Obviously, our first instinct was to go into control damages mode, eliminate most of them altogether, in fact. But go back to the vision we've always had for our place, Arya. We're giving them a whiff of Turkey. We can't cop out now, and we certainly can't crop the decor to Udupi standards. For one, there's enough of them around for people to go to if that's the feel they want. Secondly, there's more than a bunch of essentials that we absolutely cannot do without. So, if she can't get us rates that are affordable, we can't be doing business with her. You're right. The place needs to look a certain way. It needs to kiss first-timers warmly enough to make them regulars. It also needs what it needs to be restored, and we can't be paying the kind of exorbitant prices she's been quoting us. There's got to be sources out there, offering quality stuff at sensible prices, within our means. Let me talk to her. See if I can find a way to keep our arms and legs and do up her place like we dreamed to. One meeting later. Arya thundered in. Oh, drat, this woman and her heirs, Vicky. She's an architect. No, no, no. Don't you give me that I told you so look. She's good with her work. We've seen it. Vicky dropped the smug look. All right then. How did it go? Well, I tried to be airy myself at first. And then she got really defensive. And I got assertive. And then she was standoffish, and finally I said, look, we need to bring this business back down to earth. We can't work with you if you bill us as hinted. We're starting out too, and while we don't want to do a shoddy job of the place, we can't fall prey to puffed up prices. And? Vicky asked, raising his eyebrows to the ceiling. Well, she tried to say she was just trying to give us the best. And? Yes, we want the best. Of course we do. Then again, we need it at a saner rate. So we don't go out of business before we're in it. Okay, right. And it's a little messy now. She hasn't pulled out, but she hasn't given me an assurance that she'll cut us a better deal. Hasn't given me a date for when work will in fact begin either. It was a very ambiguous parting. Looks like she's going to give us grief. So she'll be quiet for a while. Effectively disappear even. But I know she wants this project, and so she will come around. How can you tell? Well, she's done good work in the past, yes. But I poked and probed around a bit. Turns out that this site, ours, has come to her after a while. She won't let it go so easily. Oh, okay. So she'll ghost us and then reappear, I guess? Yeah, pretty much. Mario's begun work on the pipes and plugs and drains and faucets. A goon of an officer came for his carrot and we threw a couple at him. Oh, disgusting. Not quite. The restaurateurs around say we better get used to it. Got to give them a few scraps every now and then. Our place and his pocket are to be replenished synchronously. Wow. Okay. About Miss Eyre then? Arya asked, tentatively. We should touch base with the bully in a week or so, if she hasn't already. Okay, let's see if the damage I've done has controlled the damages after all. Wait and watch, smiled a fairly certain, rather cool, Vicky.